But really come forward, closer and closer. Taqabbal Allah. Alhamdulillah, we have today in our presence in one of my favorite masjids in Scotland, a very, very blessed scholar. I'll give you an introduction about Sheikh Nasser Haraq. He is the second most famous and most brilliant reciter of the Quran throughout the whole world. He travels to Australia, South Africa, South America, North America, North, East, West, South. And my dear brothers, today you will listen to an excellent recitation of the Quran. We were in Masjid Ibrahim yesterday, and the speaker system is not as good as our masjid here. And it was amazing. Now, I think today it's not going to be amazing, but it's going to be extra amazing. Alhamdulillah, I want to give you a few descriptions, especially for our young huffaz here. What is the value of our Quran? One of the surahs of the Quran, it is one of my favorite surahs, I read it all the time, is Surah Hijr. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the value of the Quran three times. The first is Alif Lam Mim, tilka ayatul Quran mubin. And then a few verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. It is we who revealed it. It is we who will protect it. Again, in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ ثَبْءًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْأَذِيمِ. Here it's a little bit different. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the greatness of the Quran. He describes the Quran as azim. In this surah, majority of the ending ends with noon. And Quran also ends with the letter noon. Furthermore, in the same surah, the other two endings end with lam and mim. Now listen, look at the alphabet of our Arabic alphabet. How does it run? Lam, mim, noon. You see how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the Quran in Surah Al-Hijr. So my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, today we have also Brother Khalid. He is head fundraiser of Blackburn UK Trust. He is also the head of events of Blackburn UK Trust. And alhamdulillah, we have him here today. He is going to give a small talk about his projects and programs and his travels around the most difficult parts where people are mostly in need. And he goes around to do as much as he can for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected elders, Sheikh Nasser has taken a huge task of coming to Scotland on a very short 10-day trip. In this short 10-day trip, let me just describe myself, and Brother Khalid would also tell you that we have been inundated with calls from every masjid that we know in Scotland to come and be part of a recitation. But alhamdulillah, we chose these two masjids because I decided that we start off from these two masjids. Although there are other masjids, one of them is one which my father completed, I decided not to go ahead with that this time. So we have taken a huge choice for Cumbernauld. Alhamdulillah, I know that there are people still working at this time and many don't close their shops till late, but it still is a good crowd. So alhamdulillah, I will now request Brother Khalid to come up on this and talk a few words, and then we shall invite our Sheikh to do an excellent recitation. Taqabbalallah, la ilaha illallah.
Assalamu alaikum. So guys, I'm not going to take much of your time, inshallah. Just a quick overview of what Blackburn UK Trust is. Firstly, I would like to thank the Masjid Committee I would like to thank the Masjid Committee, the Imam, and all of you for giving me this opportunity, allowing me to utilize this platform, alhamdulillah, for the greater good. Jazakumullah khair. Blackburn UK Trust was just a thought from one person, alhamdulillah. He set up Blackburn UK Trust 25 years ago to serve the people of West Bengal. Alhamdulillah, today, Blackburn UK Trust serves over three continents in this world, alhamdulillah. We cover Asia, we cover Africa, and alhamdulillah, we cover Middle East. Thousands of families, alhamdulillah, benefit from your kind, generous donations, from our projects, livelihood projects, all around the world. Alhamdulillah, in Africa, we build a masjid every week for the people of Africa, alhamdulillah. This is only thanks to your kind donations and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are just a bridge between the poor, between you and the poor, inshallah. And we just, you know, alhamdulillah, take your amana to the places where it's much needed. Alhamdulillah, we're here, we're in Gloucester. It's an honor to be in Gloucester. Alhamdulillah, first time for me to be in Gloucester. And mashallah, it's a very good crowd, mashallah, nice people. Alhamdulillah. Glasgow, alhamdulillah. Let's get that right, yeah? Jazakallah khair for correcting me. Today we're here for a country which, subhanallah, in this day and age is forgotten. There was a report from UNICEF that a child dies every 10 minutes. But I read this different. Our child dies every 10 minutes in Yemen due to lack of food. A child dies every 10 minutes. Subhanallah, we had the opportunity of visiting Yemen last year, and we've seen the dire situation of Yemen. Wallahi, you know, it was such a harsh reality. People don't know where the next morsel of food is going to come from, let alone being able to afford medical bills. We visited hospitals full of incubators. Parents, mothers giving birth to children. She herself is suffering from starvation. Then the child is born into malnourished. Then subhanallah, Allah knows best, and they're fighting for their life. This is the halat of children in Yemen. One of the projects that we did in Yemen was a water project, where subhanallah, we visited many villages with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One particular village I can still remember, we took water tankers to, and in every village they have big plastic containers where they store water in. And this container was empty, and a little girl came out. So me being myself, subhanAllah, I spoke to her, and I asked her one question. How long has this been dry for? She said, 2 days. Imagine a child not having water for 2 days. This is subhanAllah, wallahi, this is the situation of Yemen. And I'm not going to stand in front of you and ask for the masjid in Africa. All I'm asking for is, in this Ramadan, share your iftar. You know, just like we have our kids around our safuf and we feed them the best, think, inshallah, for our ummah. This is the children of Yemen, they're our children also. The Prophet ﷺ said, we are one ummah, we are one body. If one part feels the pain, the whole body should feel the pain. We should all feel the pain of the children in Yemen, inshallah. So inshallah, if you have the tawfiq, inshallah, please, on the way out, inshallah, donate your sadaqah, your zakat, inshallah. Ramadan is around the corner. In 2 weeks from now, inshallah, I'll be embarking. We'll be going back to Yemen, inshallah. We'll be visiting Syria. We'll be visiting Lebanon, inshallah, Jordan. So please donate generously, inshallah, particularly for Yemen. Wallahi, the situation is really bad in Yemen, and they urgently need the support of their brotherhood, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. And once again, thank you very much for having us here. Jazakallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So alhamdulillah. Sheikh, just a few words about Sheikh Nasser Harak. You know, when we were young, I don't know about many of you, but we used to, in Africa, when my dad used to go in the jungles, teach little African boys Quran. This is the late 80s, early 80s. We used to compete at who would be the best reciter of the Quran. And I used to compete with my younger brothers and everybody. We all wanted to be like Sheikh Abdul Basit. Do you remember him? And we were, my father was used to, the old tape recorders, you know, the ones where the magnetic tape used to get stuck in. And we used to listen, and there was Sheikh Mahmoud Tablawi, I can't remember all the names, Sheikh Minshawi, yes. And we always used to listen to those, and then we used to try to see if we can be like them. But today, those memories will be brought back. Those memories will be recorded in your mind, and you will be listening to a very, very, very excellent recitation. And he is second all over the world in the recitations. In Misr, it's difficult to say whether he is first or second, but all over the world, he's second. And alhamdulillah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He's here, so we will welcome him, and he can. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير والله على كل شيء لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوا يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله كل آمن بالله كل آمن بالله آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها فيها ما اكتسبت لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الحي القيوم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد. والله عزيز ذو انتقام. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا هو العزيز الحكيم هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر فلهم أجر غير ممنون فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟
بلى ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين.
الله أكبر باسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العظيم. الفاتحة.
سيدنا شرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
جزاك الله خير شيخ. الحمد لله. شيخ chose three surahs. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. We created man in the best form of creation. And then he chose إقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read. The power of knowledge comes from the Quran. Read in the name of Allah. إقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught man and taught man through the knowledge of the Quran. And this is our Quran. It is many, many factors you can say. Knowledge, ilm, the peace of heart. Many of our buzrugs say that when you read the Quran, it also brings peace to the heart. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, you chose three amazing verses from the Quran. Taqabbalallah, Jazakallahu khair, and all brothers, inshallah, we have spoken to the Sheikh, and inshallah, we will bring him back to Scotland, and we will bring him back to this masjid. And he has given us the word, yes. So alhamdulillah, this is good news. So inshallah, we will do a bigger event, and we will do on an occasion where everybody, the whole of Cumbernauld, Falkirk, Glasgow, and everybody will come, inshallah. I would like to say Jazakallah to the committee, the trustee Abdul Razak Bhai, to the Imam, who I respect so much, Mullah Abdul Haji Isaac Bhai, and also to all the brothers who came today. Some maybe have come from other areas. Our Sheikh, Jazakallah, he has also said for me to say his gratitude to all you brothers. I will give my last word to Brother Khalid, and inshallah he can come and say one last word if he wants to. Oh, he doesn't want to. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. So inshallah, whatever you can donate for Blackburn UK Trust, it is also a charity which I support. I'm not exactly part of the charity, but my greatest respect is for Mufti Saleh Saab. He's an imam. And an imam and a scholar is the one who runs the charity. And this is why I support the charity. Why? Because he's a man of knowledge of the Quran, of the Hadith. And one of the reasons why we have given our full backing for this charity, especially my family that supports this charity quite a lot, in huge sums, is one of the reasons is that they are run by established scholars, and he is the imam of Masjid Nurul Islam. They also run a madrasa, and he has also promised, inshallah, he will come to this masjid and he's going to give a lecture. Inshallah.
Brother just mentioned something, so I totally forgot to mention it earlier. Alhamdulillah. Know this for sure, inshallah. Blackburn UK Trust is 100% donation policy. So everything that you give, inshallah, will go 100% to charity, inshallah. And back to what I said, that inshallah, today, at least give a meal, inshallah. It's £5 for a hot meal in Yemen. That feeds up to three people, inshallah. You will be there for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So we'll be able to deliver your aid in Ramadan, inshallah. So we'll be leaving in 2 weeks from now. And if anybody, inshallah, wants to volunteer and want to, inshallah, aid the Muslim brothers around the world, please come forward, inshallah, register your interest with us, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, Jazakallah khair, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I want to say one thing very, 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 1 minute. You know, all the time when I bring scholars, especially in Glasgow or Edinburgh, even before I came to this masjid, the ulama, some of them were so reserved that they used to ask me, is there a door behind the minbar so I can escape quickly and go away? Or is there a fire exit on the side? I used to tell him, no, it's all blocked, you can't get away. But our Sheikh here is so down to earth that he wants to meet everyone. And even though his reputation and his respect is so high, in some of the masjids, he says he wants to meet even those who don't know anything about the Quran. So inshallah, make yourself welcome and speak to him and spend time with him. Jazakallah, taqabbalallah, la ilaha illallah.